The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, folks, I don't want to frighten you. I don't want to frighten you, but the world could come to an end tonight. The world could come to an end tonight. It is possible that the Earth could actually stop spinning, gravity would cease, and we could all be flung into space tonight. Well, that's about as likely as CNN turning on Joe Biden. It kind of happened. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We heard it for 4 years. Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies. He lies, he lies, he lies. If he breathes, he lies. If he opens his mouth, he lies, he lies. How many times? I mean, thousands, literally, I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of times the mainstream media said, Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies. And then Joe Biden becomes president. And the mainstream media, it's so wonderful to have such a person of virtue and integrity and honesty in the White House. Though those things were actually said by the mainstream media. Members of the mainstream media said things like, it is so refreshing to have someone in the White House that we can trust, that America can finally look up to. And CNN has been right at the forefront. But folks, listen. The news media is about an ideology. All of the news media, almost all of the news media, does not just report news. They have a slant. They have bias. They have an ideology that they want to push. Almost all of the mainstream media has a very left-leaning ideology. Fox has a right-leaning ideology. Not because the management or ownership of Fox are right-wing, but that has made them a lot of money. Right now, Fox News is on top of all of the cable news because they're more conservative. And again, I keep saying this, it's not because they are conservative by conviction. There are people on Fox that are conservative by conviction, but the network is not conservative by conviction. They are conservative because of dollars. All right? CNN is in a ratings freefall. They're in bad trouble. And what does that mean? Advertising dollars. All of the advertising rates are based on demographics, the size of the audience. When they pitch a contract to a company, whether it's a big company like Ford or General Motors or, you know, whatever, they say, hey, here are the ratings. Here's how many listeners you can reach at the 3 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, the 9 o'clock hour. Well, CNN's in big trouble because they are dropping like a rock, and that's a fact. Their ratings are in the toilet. So they got to do something. Well, they are learning the hard way that fawning over Joe Biden is not helping them any. Being lapdogs for the president, which they have been. They have been lapdogs for the president. You can't deny it. It's not working. And so they got to do something. Will they turn on Joe Biden? No. But every once in a while, they've got to report the truth. Here is the headline from today. CNN, fact check. Biden keeps repeating a false story about an Amtrak conductor he knew. Now, if this was Donald Trump, CNN would say, Donald Trump lies again. But no. CNN's not going to go there with Biden. They just said he keeps repeating a false story. He's lying. And it's a story about the Amtrak conductor. And here's the bizarre thing about Joe Biden. He continually repeats falsehoods. When the whole Georgia election thing came up, the election law down in Georgia, Joe Biden stated an absolute lie about the Georgia bill, legislature. An absolute fabrication. It was a complete lie. The next day, he repeated it again. Now, you can understand the first day, he got it wrong. A staff member told him wrong. He misunderstood or whatever. But the second day, he's got staff surrounding him. Mr. President, what you said about the Georgia law is completely inaccurate. He repeated it again. A few days later, he repeated it again. Three times in 1 week, a total absolute lie about the Georgia election legislation. He had to know it was a lie. And he repeated it. All right. He has been telling this story about an Amtrak conductor and his friendship and so forth for over 2 years. For over 2 years, he's been telling this story over and over and over again. He has been confronted about it. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, was confronted him about it. And yet, yesterday, he told the story again. CNN, fact check, Biden keeps repeating a false story about an Amtrak conductor he knew. Headline, Washington, D.C., CNN. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden repeated a vivid story he has been telling since at least his 2020 presidential campaign. Biden's story serves... Again, if it was Trump, they would say, Trump's story serves to prove that he is a habitual liar. That's not how CNN starts with Biden. Now, they finally get to, he's not telling the truth, and he hasn't been telling the truth for a long time, and the story could not be true, cannot be true, never was true. The president has to know it's not true, and yet he keeps telling it. They finally get to that. But first, Biden's story serves to illustrate both his connection with average workers and his fondness for Amtrak, the rail service he famously used for years to commute between Washington and his home in the state of Delaware. The story details a conversation he claims to have had with a particular Amtrak conductor as he was boarding a train as vice president. So they give him the positive spin first, and then they gently say, but the story could not possibly be true. And then they point out the conductor had been retired for more than 20 years when Biden said this event happened. The conductor had been retired for 20 years. Not 1 year, 2 years, 10 years. Over 20 years. So it was absolutely impossible that this story that he continues to repeat over and over and over again actually happened. Then towards the end of the story from CNN, they say, well, he did know the conductor and considered him to be a friend. And, then they also point out that he's given varying views of this story. He's changed it. And then the story ends. The White House declined to comment for this article when White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked in early May about reports that Biden's story was inaccurate. She said, I haven't seen that. But the president's long history with Amtrak and appreciation for the hardworking employees is very well known. So his press office was asked about this back in May. And just yesterday, he told the story again. Now, it's either CNN's feeble attempt to restore a tiny bit of credibility, or they're getting ready to turn on him and prepare the way for President Harris. Think about that.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you're a regular listener, you hear me often talk about the Sojourners, and I used to talk a lot about Jim Wallace, who was the founder, president, CEO, grand poobah of the Sojourners, the grand poobah of the whole social justice movement. Well, Jim Wallace has left the Sojourners. And I didn't think they could go any farther left than they were when he was at the helm. But, well, they've even gone farther. An offshoot of the Sojourners is Vote Common Good. It's kind of the political arm of Sojourners. Vote Common Good. And you would think that after the election and Joe Biden was elected president, they would have just kind of gone away because they didn't have Donald Trump to attack anymore. But it's kind of like CNN. That was kind of their life, attacking Donald Trump. That's kind of why they lived. Well, evidently, that's common good as well. I got two items here from Sojourners. I'll probably only get to one before the break. After the break, I have a prayer for you from Sojourners. If you want a window into the loony theological left, hang around after the bottom of the hour break, and I'll read this prayer to you. All right, anyway, back to Vote Common Good. It begins, this is an email I got today. All right, Bob. Today, Donald Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are visiting the border wall in South Texas to distract us from the real crises plaguing our country, white nationalism. Yeah, that's why Donald Trump and Governor Greg Abbott are at the border today. Trump was at the border, and the big difference between the vice president, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump's visit to Texas, Trump actually went to where the problem is. Kamala Harris was hundreds of miles away. She didn't even get close to where the problems are. But anyway, Common Good, or Vote Common Good, wants us to know the only reason that the governor of Texas and Donald Trump are at the border is to distract us from the real crisis, not the 1 million plus illegal immigrants that have come in since Biden has been in office, not the hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied children that have been kept in horribly inhumane circumstances. No. That's not a crisis at all. The real crisis is white nationalism. And I quote, "The hateful rhetoric inflamed during the prior administration continues to grow today." Now here's my honest question. Where? When? Who? Can anybody tell me any story in the last 3, 4, 5 months where white nationalists have caused any problems? Are there some white nationalists out there that should be condemned? Yeah. Have they done anything recently? No. Have they hurt anybody? No. Led any protests? No. Black Lives Matter has. Antifa has. "The hateful rhetoric inflamed during the prior administration continues to grow today. No proof, no evidence whatsoever. And my question is, who? Where? When?" And then they go on. "The crisis at the border was present long before Biden came into office." And listen to this. "And it is simply no excuse for Trump to mistreat migrant communities or push his failed agenda." What? He's not president anymore. He has no power. He has no authority whatsoever. How is he mistreating migrant communities? How? Where? When? How? What? Can you give me an illustration of how Trump is mistreating migrant communities? But you see, like the left mainstream media, organizations like Vote Common Good existed to condemn Trump. That's why they lived. And now that he's gone, they have no reason for being. And so it's simply no excuse for Trump to mistreat migrant communities. Can you give me an example of that? Oh, and by the way, the purpose of this email that I got, fundraising. "Please consider donating $20 today to support our work." What are you doing? You're attacking someone who's not even president anymore. You want me to send you $20 so you can make wild, crazy accusations that have no proof whatsoever? Nah, I think I'll keep my $20.